Well, hey there, and welcome to the Gospel Fuel podcast. My name is Tanner. I'm the communications director here at First Family Church, and this is the first episode of our midweek refill. And this is the portion of the podcast where we'll be going through the reading plan that we're going through as a church for the year with a desire to just spend a few minutes each week talking about something that one of our church leaders got out of this passage and maybe how it points to Jesus or the gospel that you can take with you as a little nugget, maybe something you haven't thought about before. Each week I'll have a guest that will help facilitate that discussion and will bring a little nugget to share with us. This week I've got Travis here with me as my first guest, and we'll be talking through the first few weeks of the reading plan. It's actually the weeks 1 through 4, which is basically Genesis and Mark, and then some Psalms thrown in. So you can find that reading plan online. You can go to firstfamily.church resources, and there's a reading plan right there. You can check that out and read along with us. So Travis, let's talk about our first nugget, I believe from Genesis chapter 3.
So we're summarizing what you've read for the first 3 weeks, and there's a lot of content that you've already read in the first 3 weeks. I think we're already through Genesis chapter 30. So we're into the second half of Genesis. Mm-hmm. So I do want to just take a moment and remind us what you read probably on January 2nd, which is Genesis chapter 3. Because if we don't understand the first three chapters of Genesis, Genesis 30 through 50 are going to be confusing.
Sure.
So that's why I want to go back for just a moment. So the whole Bible is the story of God. He is the main character of the entire Bible. Mm-hmm. And he is relaying to us or revealing to us who he is and what he has done. So Genesis chapter 1 and 2 are very well known, the passages of creation. And they culminate in his most prized possession, his most precious creation, which is mankind. And so you get to the end of 2, and there's just this awe, and there's this intimacy, affection between God and man. And it kind of ends, if you were to end at chapter 2, like, ah, like it's so sweet, it's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And then Genesis chapter 3 is the story of the fall. Mm-hmm. And so as we read the Bible, it's not exactly chronologically. We'll be in the New Testament a little bit. We'll be in the Psalms. Just think through just like a natural reading of the Bible, which is how it was meant to be read. Mm-hmm. Genesis chapter 1 and just go through. And that's why reading through the Bible in a year is really helpful, because you're just reading it in order. So you get to Genesis chapter 3 and you're heartbroken because Eve did not listen to the voice of her husband, did not listen to the voice of God, and took the fruit and ate of it, gave it to her husband. And there's just this heartbreak. So before we jump into the proto-evangelion, the first proclamation of the gospel, I really want the heartbreak to set in and realize what went wrong. The beauty and the intimacy, the wonder and splendor of God and man in unity is broken. And from there, Genesis 3 on is a story of heartbreak. As our readers and myself, as we go through the rest of Genesis, you're going to see sin after sin after sin, lying and trickery and death and decay, and all these things are just heartbreaking. And that's the result of Adam and Eve's decision in Genesis chapter 3. But the beautiful spotlight and the ultimate story that's going to be told from Genesis chapter 3 to the end of the Bible is Genesis chapter 3:15. And it's a little bit vague. And so that's why it's good for us to pause real quick and just make sure we're reminded of the good news of the gospel and our church is reminded of it. So let me just read it for us. It says this. This is God's curse that he is placing upon man and woman, and then a glimmer of hope. He says this: I will put hostility between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He will strike your head and you will strike his heel. So he's talking to Eve here, and he's talking about the relationship between her and creation, specifically this serpent. And there's going to be hostility between them and between your offspring and her offspring. And then here's the glimmer of hope, the promise: he will strike your head and you will strike his heel.
He's talking to the serpent here, right? Yeah.
And so there's this glimmer of hope here of, in light of all that's going wrong, God is making a promise to us as the readers that that's not the end. It's not Genesis chapter 3 and the rest of the Bible is just heartbreak. It's there's a promise to come. And that's Satan doesn't win. The serpent doesn't win. God is going to win. And that's the beauty of this. So we call this the Protoevangelion because it's the first pronouncement of the gospel or the good news. And that's what the word gospel means. It's good news that God is going to win. He's going to defeat Satan, sin, and death. And he's going to do that through this fight, this scene.
This is a good reminder as we as we start this podcast, it's a good reminder of this is one verse in Genesis 3. If you are reading scripture without thinking like, what is the point of this passage? What's this? What is the big idea of this passage? This larger, if you're just reading through to check a box, which we're all probably guilty of. I think, you know, it doesn't say Jesus. It doesn't say Messiah. It doesn't say Savior. It doesn't say gospel. It's a very, it's one verse. It's very easy to just read right through that and just be like, anyway, and you, he said to the woman, I will intensify, like just move right through it. So it's a good lesson for us in this first podcast to slow down a little bit. Sometimes we can get caught up in, well, I got four passages to read. I got to keep going, whatever. I think the temptation is to move through quickly. But to stop and say like, what is this passage trying to say? This is pointing to Jesus in the gospel as the first mention of it, like you said. So I think this is a good reminder of how we should read scripture.
And if we miss this, we'll miss so many other beautiful pictures throughout the rest of the Bible of proclamations of Jesus. Because this is one of the key themes to the entire Bible, that a offspring of Eve is going to come and he is going to crush the head of the serpent. And you will see that throughout the rest of Genesis, throughout the rest of the Bible, of just that story being told.
It's beautiful. Yeah, it's awesome. Well, thanks for coming on and sharing that little nugget. Church, I hope you're encouraged by the first round of this midweek refill, and I hope you'll keep, I hope you'll subscribe, continue, keep coming back to this podcast, and hope you'll be encouraged, challenged in your walk with Christ, and that we all will stay in the Word this year.